We're Brother Elzy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat. And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
On September 28th at 7 p.m., check out Raising Our Voices, Taking on Bill 5, with special guests Ramon Catacquapit and local musicians Kakao and Sarah Harmer at The Spire. All are welcome to also attend the Free Indigenous Perspectives on Bill 5 event at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts on Monday, September 29th at 6:30 p.m. as well. Learn more about Taking on Bill 5 initiatives at naturesdefense.ca.
Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
I'm Thomas Mastin, and you are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada's first campus radio station. Boy.
Sweet Mama Jama. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And Eli, we're still trying to scratch. We're still scratching our noggins trying to find a DJ name for you. Do you have any ideas, like anything that has a ring to it yet?
Not really.
I don't know.
DJ Eve and
DJ
I don't know.
E? Yeah, maybe. If we can't think of anything by the end of this show, we'll just have to have you back on another show.
We'll just have to.
Okay, absolutely. If you're just tuning in, welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM, your station that rocks the nation since 1922. We're coming at you live from CFRC headquarters in the lower level of Carruthers Hall in the heart of the University District right here in Kingston, Ontario. It's a mouthful, but it's all very important. I love it so much. And Eli is joining me this morning. Eli is a brand new trainee, brand new student, brand new Kingstonian. Welcome to the madness, Eli.
A lot of news.
Yeah, absolutely. We're throwing a lot at you today. But yeah, thanks for coming along. And if we can't think of a DJ name, you know, we'll fake it till we make it.
Yeah.
We just heard in that last set, Yukon Blonde was Saturday night. They're going to be playing this Sunday night at the Broom Factory. And if you, dear listener, would like a pair of tickets, give us a call. Call up the CFRC hotline at 533-CFRC with an area code of 613. 613-533-CFRC. Give us a ring. Eli and I are manning the phone and we're waiting to give you a free pair of tickets because it's going to be a good show. Before Yukon Blonde, we had a classic from The Offspring with Intermission. Oh, we have a caller. Oh, my goodness. Tell you what, we do have to do a little chit-chat. Let me take the call, I guess. Let's see. Hello, CFRC, you're on the air. Oh, fine. How are you today? Excellent. Are you looking to get that pair of Yukon Blonde tickets? Excellent. Well, tell you what, let me just put on a song here and I'll go off air and we'll take your information. How's that sound? Awesome. It'll be just 1 second. For the listeners, we're just going to play this Lou Kala song while I take this fine caller's info, and we'll be back in just a second.
I ain't let the love ever hold me back. I got to get my eye.
Why me?
to me, give it 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 to me.
Everyone, we just threw on Lou Calla with her new tune. What was that one called? Who's gonna give away some tickets on CFRC? We just had a lovely caller from a person named Lee who won our pair of free tickets to the Yukon Blonde show on September 28th. So sorry, folks, that was the only pair we had. So if you want to get tickets, check out KPP Concerts on their website and just pay for them like everyone else. But that's gonna be a there we go. That's going to be a very fun show. So I hope to see you all there. It's going to be good. Anyways, back to the program. Got the wheels back on the cart here. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. This time of morning, we do like to talk about events that are going on in and around the Kingston, Ontario. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. The weekend is coming up. So we want to find out what's going on for you. So you're not just sitting at home playing Silk Song all weekend like I will. I'm not going to. I'm going to spend the day at the Broom Factory on Sunday because there's a couple great shows. Before the Yukon Blonde show on Sunday night, CFRC is presenting the Airwave YGK Matinee. That starts at 1:30 and runs until 4 o'clock. Doors open at 1, and again, that's Sunday, September 28th. It's $15 in advance or $20 at the door. A mere bag of shells for three amazing acts. We got the Bird Bone Theater. They're awesome. They do a lot of like shadow puppet, kind of cool, folky type of theater. Foster, Shea, and Sudak, friends of the show. I love every single one of them. I was talking to Christina Foster in a parking lot the other day about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's how cool she is. And she's been, her and Anna and Shay have been singing in town for many years. They're excellent. And the Oscar Evans group is going to be playing as well. Oscar Evans is a very talented son of the legendary Spencer Evans. So the musical blood runs through their veins, and you're going to want to check that out. So that's at the Broom Factory, September 28th here in Kingston. You had an event that you wanted to talk about, Eli. Your brother actually recommended a concert that's going on Friday. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is one of my brother's favorite bands. It's called Bridge City Sinners. They're kind of gothic, folk, alt, jazz mix. Apparently they're known for like niche outfits and great death screams. So ooh, definitely check them out.
What's a death scream?
I'm thinking like you know, the metal screaming sound.
Like that
one right there. Oh,
that really killed my throat already.
Yeah, well, they might be good at it.
Ah, I'll have to get down to that show. It's an all-ages show, so I'll have to get down there and learn how to do a good death scream. I got all months to figure that out before Halloween, so maybe those guys are the ones to do it.
He's on the show next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Right on. Also, stuff that's going on in and around town this weekend. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, of which I'm sure there are many Swifties in town, there's an unofficial Taylor Swift tribute band at the Grand Theater Friday, September 26th, Kingston Grand Theater. It's $39 to get in. Starts at 7:30 p.m. So you and your Swifties are going to want to get down there and check that out. Also coming up, also Friday night at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar, there is a free concert. Super Vintendo is going to be playing. They're always pretty good. I believe they're a Queens band, or were. But either way, it's going to be a good show. Yeah, you're new to town. You got to find all these cool venues. Like the Musiki, another like small, intimate one. Things could get very loud in there, maybe. but that'd be a good one to check out. And they've got a very cool courtyard out back, which is kind of nifty. Yeah. Good in the summertime. Also, I almost forgot that Friday night is Art After Dark. If you don't know what that is a lot of the art galleries down Princess Street and around downtown sort of open up and they stay open late to sort of exhibit a lot of local artists, a lot of talent. So you go and you sort of file in. A lot of people, there might be live music, there might be food. It's sort of like it's an event. They do it a few times in the summer, and I think this might be the last one for the season before the weather starts to turn. But if you're new to town and you want to find out what's going on or just socialize, a lot of the places you get in for free, and it's good to just check out what's going on in the art scene. Our own Simone Lamone, who's not here today, presumably because she's working on her stuff, she's going to have an exhibit at Minotaur Games on Friday night. So I'm going to wander down there and check out what she's got new. It's very good. It's always awesome. So Art After Dark is Friday night. You're going to want to get down there and find out what's happening. Friday night as well, on September 26th, 6 p.m., Amadeus Cafe is having their annual Oktoberfest kickoff. Join them and celebrate in the beer garden with live music, games, and prizes, along with a set menu and, Steins of Polliner Oktoberfest Lager Draft. Nothing like a good stein for Oktoberfest. If I remember correctly, they used to call it Kingston's smallest beer garden. I know they have a tiny back patio, but the front patio they would take a parking spot and just sort of like put a couple picnic tables. I think they had a little Oompa Pa band there. You could probably see like five people there. Very intimate Oktoberfest. So get down there on Friday night. A lot's going on downtown Friday night. I think it's going to be a fun time on Princess Street. Get down to Oktoberfest at Cafe Amadeus and see if they still have the giant boot, the glass boot that you can swill beer from. I think it's like 3 or 4 pints. And the trick, I forget what the trick is, but there's a trick to doing it so that you don't spill all over yourself, which is just a waste of money. And then last but not least, there's some good screenings going on at the screening room this weekend, I believe. Scott Pilgrim versus the World is starting up this weekend. If you want to catch the 2010 hit, it's a musical extravaganza, best soundtrack for a movie maybe ever. And you want to see it, Eli, on the biggest screen possible. And it might be the screening room this weekend. Love it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And we are here for another 45 minutes. You got us till 10 o'clock, so keep it locked and ready to rock. After us, though, it is The Mood with May. And, yeah, so we'll get back to the tunes because it is my dear mother's birthday and she's at home with a cold. We're peppering the show with some Debbie favorites. So here is a classic from Chuck Berry. This is No Particular Place to Go, right here
on CFRC.
Yeah!
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Brian from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles with Twist and Shout. You know what, Eli? I think those guys are going to go places.
Yeah, it's a bit of an indie band right now. Yeah. You know, not many people have heard of them. Super underground.
But. Very. Keep your eyes out for the Beatles. One day they'll be something, I swear. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wednesday. Thanks for coming along to your hump day rock ride to get you to the end of the week.
That's crazy. That's Wednesday already.
I know. It's Wednesday. It's the end of week four for you and you're a Queen student and just flying by.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. The day's certainly been flying by, but that's because we're fueled by Old Farm Fine Foods coffee.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes, you remembered. And good tunes. Before the Beatles, we had Booter with Time Warp. Also in there, we had Snooper with Pom Pom. And we had Chuck Berry with No Particular Place to Go. If you've got no particular place to go, just come here.
Yeah.
Hang with us. You got us for a little bit longer. It's 9:25 in the a.m., and normally this time of morning, we like to nerd out with you, talk about what's going on in the world of pop culture, movies, video games, all that kind of stuff. Have you started, Eli, playing Silk Song yet?
I haven't. I haven't beat Hollow Knight yet, though. I need to finish Hollow Knight first.
Yeah.
It's super fun, though.
Yeah. It's difficult, though. It's giving me old-school Super Mario Brothers vibes, where when you're in the higher levels and it's just insane, I feel like I'm going to break my controller. I don't know what you're playing it on. I'm playing on a PlayStation, and I know that it's just going to crumble in my hands because of the stress, but what are you playing right now?
Right now, I'm doing Jedi Fallen Order and No Man's Sky. There's a new update. You can build ships now. It's super cool.
You can build ships now.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky is such a crazy story for those that don't know. It was released, what, like 5 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Super buggy off release.
Yeah, like I think the creator moderator even got sued because he was going on all these talk shows. I remember him on Kimmel talking about how amazing the game was going to be. And then when it was released...
Yeah, they just were missing so many features from the game.
Yeah. And so what did they didn't do the corporate thing, which is to just like can the game and never touch it ever again. They improved on it.
Yeah. It's been a solid update every like couple months to a year. Just whenever the creator, I think it's Sean something.
Yeah.
Whenever he tweets out just one emoji, in the next couple weeks, there'll just be another major update with huge changes to the game.
So they've really, it's like a Cinderella story where they've just really pulled up their bootstraps and made like a solid game. I love that game, but it takes forever because it's huge.
Yeah, bigger than the known universe.
It's bigger than the known, that's crazy. Like trying to fly from one planet to the next, and you do it in real time, which is a lot of fun, but it takes forever. And so I don't know, I play that as a stress relief. When I play too much Silksong and I need to like come down, I'll throw on No Man's Sky and I'll just fly around. It's tons of fun.
Yeah.
Get my little mining laser, mine some minerals. Pretty good. Welcome to the Nerd Show. Simone's not here, so we can talk about whatever the heck we want.
Yeah.
so that's kind of what I'm doing these days. On to the headlines, I guess. Find out what's going on in movie land. Starting off with a sad top story today. Actress Claudia Cardinale, best known for her roles in Once Upon a Time in the West and The Pink Panther, has passed away at the age of 87. I like to call her historical Italian babe. She was excellent. Once Upon a Time in the West is 100% my favorite movie. I get people when they ask you what your favorite movie is and you kind of get stumped, right? Because there's so many good ones. I always think, what's the movie that I can throw on anytime and I will just watch it front to back, no questions asked, and it will always entertain me? That's for sure one of them. I believe it's available on Tubi for free if you have 3+ hours to spend. But she was great in it. It's a Charlie Bronson classic. I highly recommend checking that out. So she will be missed. Oh, and she was also in Fellini's 8½ for all you film nerds out there. Yeah, just putting that out there. So, yes, sorry to see Claudia Cardinale is no longer with us. On to celebrity birthdays. Jim Henson was born this day, 1936, as Eli so aptly put it.
The head Muppet.
The head Muppet. He looked like a Muppet, yeah. I liked hearing the story about, like, back in the first couple seasons of Saturday Night Live, they had the Muppets on. Jim Henson would do little, like, Muppet segments. It wasn't the regular Muppets. They were more, like, geared towards adults. It was still pretty funny. But when they were bored, they would write, there was a hole in the wall of their dressing room and with like a pipe exposed. And I guess Jim Henson and Frank Oz would just doodle on it. And now apparently if you go to 30 Rock and you go to that dressing room, they have it like framed and behind glass because they're like, this is Jim Henson's like doodles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I want to see those doodles.
I should get my graffiti framed.
Yeah. We should find a place in CFRC that we can do like a hidden doodle.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe like under the sink in the bathroom.
Yeah. And just top of the toilet.
Yeah. And like the top of the lid of the inside of the toilet tank. And we'll just keep it there. And we'll come back in like, you know, 50 years when you're rich and famous and see if it's still there. See if it's behind glass. I like that. That's a good idea. Awesome. Well, happy birthday to the late, great Jim Henson. And happy birthday to the late, great Phil Hartman, who passed away in 1998, born this day in 1948. The greatest SNL performer in history, I think. And just an all-around hilarious comedian. But he was in Jingle All the Way with Arnold. What more do you want? So happy belated birthday to Phil Hartman. On to some more headlines. One of my favorite Andersons, Pamela Anderson, is gearing up to do a TV series adaptation of her flop, The Barbed Wire, which I just recently watched, and it was fantastic. One of those so bad that it's good movies. It's basically like Casablanca meets Mad Max. It's good stuff. So I'm very happy to see that. Like, Pamela Anderson's having a moment right now. You know, she was in The Naked Gun. She's in The Last Showgirl. She's really, you know, firing on all cylinders. She's dating Liam Neeson, which is fantastic. I love that. And so to see her go back to some of her old hits, I call it a hit with a, yeah, pretty heavy quotation, but Barbed Wire was fun. So I'm happy. I'm happy right now. I'm happy, Jeff. My second favorite Anderson, back to the news, Paul Thomas Anderson. He's got a new flick coming out right now with Leo DiCaprio and Benicio Del Toro that I really want to check out. So they shot it on VistaVision. More on that never. But it looks like they're trying to tap him to direct the next Mission Impossible movie. Apparently Mission Impossible is going to keep going as a franchise. And they're, yeah. I don't know. That friend just kind of died for me. But if Paul Thomas Anderson is behind the next one, that could be interesting. That could be kind of cool. That's just speculation. That's just something that just came down the pipeline of our news website. So we'll see if that holds any water as time goes on. But I don't know. We'll see. That'd be kind of cool. Who knows? And then last but not least, before we get back to it, bad news for Predator fans. The sequel to Prey is coming out, and they just announced that there will be no Xenomorph in the new Predator movie.
I mean, as long as there's the Predator, the... what's their species called?
I don't know.
It's such as like an X or a Y or something.
I would just call them the Predator monsters.
Yeah. As long as there's a Predator in there, like it's a Predator movie, it doesn't need to be Alien versus Predator for every movie.
Right? Exactly. Like, let it just be its own thing. Yeah. I completely agree. So you were talking off air. Like, this is obviously a sequel to Prey, which came out maybe 3 years ago.
I think 2017.
2017? Yeah.
So a bit more.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Fantastic movie, though. Like, I think they dumped it on Hulu without really giving it much of theatrical fanfare, and it turned into a big sleeper hit. But you live near where they filmed that.
Yeah. So that was filmed right in the Rockies, like right by, I think, it's on the Stony Nakota Reserve, or right near there, which is probably about an hour or two from my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see any of the filming?
I didn't. I've been over there, though. It's a great location. I just recognized it from the background of the movie.
And really?
I'm like, oh, hey, I live near there.
That's fantastic. Man, oh, man. I wonder if the sequel is being filmed around there as well. Because I know it's not a historical period movie. It takes place on an alien land. But I don't know. I think this one, it's like the Predator is the one being hunted, and he has to team up with Robo L. Fanning to survive on this hostile world.
Yeah, it looks fun.
It does look fun. So I'm looking forward to that. Predator Badlands comes out sometime this fall. I don't think we have an exact date yet, but I hope it comes out for the Halloween season. So in the meantime, if you want to get your Predator fix, check out Prey. If you haven't checked that one out, it's a lot of fun. And check out Once Upon a Time in the West, the greatest Charlie Bronson movie ever made. I think, besides Death Wish 3. But yeah, it's 9:30. We're going to get back to the tunes. More nerd stuff next week, because next week is October, and we're going to be doing our month of Halloween stuff. So enjoy the sanity now, because this next week's going to be extra geeky. It's going to be ridiculous. Speaking of extra geeky, it's my mother's birthday today. She's at home with a cold, presumably listening. She's probably shut the show off by now. She probably shut it off when we start talking about Predator. But if she is still listening, here is the song I try to play every year for her birthday. The classic Mr. T anthem. You know him, you love him. This one's called Treat Your Mother Right. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And what are you listening to?
CFRC.
Yeah!
You couldn't be more than 5.
You're so fat, they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny, your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly, your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
so... Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. And if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
To eat. T is for the time that she stayed up night and took my temperature when I wasn't feeling right. H is for the hard-earned money she spent to keep clothes on my back and try to pay the rent. E is every wrinkle I put on her face and every worry that I caused when I stayed out late. The last letter R is that she taught me respect. For the room up in heaven that I know she'll get. Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I'll always love her, my mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Working. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And that was Nancy Sinatra with These Boots Are Made for Walking right here on CFRC. That was a pick from my mom. It's her birthday today. And nothing makes me look like a responsible son than virtue signaling on the air. It's perfect. I'm well,
happy birthday.
Yeah. She turns 22 years old today. Before Nancy Sinatra, we had Bobbing and Maddie J with their track Marie. Also in there, we had Rachel Bayman with her cover of Luden Wainwright's The Swimming Song, because we're still trying to wring every last drop of summer out that we can. And we opened up the last set with Mr. T and Treat Your Mother Right. Because if you don't, Mr. T is going to come to your house and give you a smackdown. That's what I think. But yeah, we're coming to the end of the program. Wanted to give a couple of good shout-outs. First, wanted to give a shout-out to Lee McLaren. He called in and won the two tickets to the Yukon Blonde show that's at the Broom Factory this Sunday night. Check it out. It's going to be a great time. So yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Lee. Thanks for calling in. And we just want to say that CFRC loves Wolf Island. And I hope if you're on the boat, please toot the horn for CFRC. Toot CFRC in Morse code, just like back in 1922. That'd be a lot of fun. In summation, though, end of the show, what did we learn today, Eli? What did you learn today that you didn't know yesterday?
I didn't really know how the live broadcast works because I haven't done this before.
Oh,
it's really fun.
Threw you under the bus today.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. What did I learn today? I learned that Claudia Cardinale passed away, and that was very sad, but it just gives me another excuse to watch Once Upon a Time in the West. And I must have learned something else today.
Nancy Sinatra?
Yeah, I thought Nancy Sinatra was Frank's daughter. Or no, we thought...
Sister, yeah.
Sister. Turns out, eldest daughter. And I learned that Frank Sinatra's a lot older than I thought.
Yeah.
There you go. Nice. Excellent. That's what we're here for. Play good music and to learn stuff. So I guess that's it. We'll catch you guys next week. Starting next week, we're doing our month of October Halloween Madness. I feel like if supermarkets can start playing Mariah Carey in July, then we can start playing Halloween music October 1st. So we're going to be doing that next week. Eli, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hope you had a great time. Thanks for schlepping out of bed this early, especially because you've got like three classes today.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Awesome. Well, off to academia with you. And anytime you want to come back, we still have to think of a good DJ name for you. So come on back and we'll think of something awesome. Did you like Halloween?
Yeah.
Nice. We got to get you back on for one of the Halloween shows. Anyways, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Eli.
And keep it locked and ready to rock. The Mood with May is up next. Always a great program with DJ Mayhem. So you're going to want to stick around for that. And just stick around all day long on CFRC. Your place to be. It's the best, man. The best. We're going to play ourselves out with a brand new track from Superchunk. This one's called Climb the Walls. And afterwards, we've got Running Scared by the Strum Bellas. Until next week. Hope you guys stay safe, stay happy. Any wise words of wisdom?
Not that I can think of.
Cool. Just stay chill, everyone. We'll catch you all next week. This is Super Chunk right here
on CFRC.
Woo!
time. Everything is a warning sign. We can all live a better life if we want. We can all live a better life if we want. Come on. Oh, come on. 'Cause I'm running scared.
Takes a Roxanne, grab a baby, make a solid road, make a solid road. Takes a Roxanne, grab a baby, make a solid road, make a solid road. Takes a good woman, mama, to satisfy my weary soul. Have you ever been down on that Mobile and Casey line? Thank you.
We're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. We're just having a little bit of technical difficulties right now, so give me a second while I handle that. But you just finished listening to Indie Morning Wake Up Call with Jeff the Nerd. What a lovely, lovely person. I hope you all are having a wonderful, wonderful day. We're almost at the 10 o'clock hour, and then it'll be The Mood with May, with me. My name is May. Before we get to that, we're just going to throw on some lovely music that has been sent in to us by Andrew Duke. So I hope you enjoy that for a little bit. And we're waiting on that. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. It's very hot out for September, which I'm sweating already on the way into the studio, and this is a wonderful way to start that off. If the CD player could work...